Totally acoustic, a home for an amplified music. Not that thing, no, that's what it's totally about and what it's called. Totally acoustic. Well done, everybody. Very nice.
So, thank you very much. Slightly happier. This one is about a pub in Derby, and I think everywhere has a pub where sort of exciting things happen when you're young, and then later on in life you think, "Oh, that was an awful pub. Why did we ever go there?" And this particular pub we went to because the drinks were, the shots were 79p, and it's called Cheap Shots in the Bless. Oh, and it's also about how I met my wife.
Is it on the podcast?
Yeah. Edit that in at the beginning. Brother Jack and Brother Jim, Gordon and his filthy gin, cheap shots in the bless. You be Brandy and I'll be Monica. Started out platonic, it's getting platonicer. Cheap shots in the, it's a word, it's in the bless. Quiz machine has got to strike it rich, we'll take Barrymore for at least £5. Cheap shots in the bless. Oh, Sunday, a day of rest, I know I should have said no, instead I said yes. Drink till I can't remember, so I can wake up with no regrets. Cheap shots in the bless. Kicking out time, I walk your way, and then we'll watch Jackass till it's virtually Monday. Cheap shots in the bless. You on the sofa and me in the chair.
Everybody pea green.
Cheap shots in the bless. Stood by the door when you call it a night. If kissing is wrong, then something's not right. Cheap shots in the bless. Tonight the bottle did me proud. It told me I was cool and clever, but on reflection I was neither. But it was now or never. So virtually blind, I'll stumble back to mine, fall asleep in my clothes with the biggest smile of my life. And when I open my eyes, there's a pain in my head. It doesn't hurt me at all, cause it's good times ahead. More cheap shots in the bless. Oh, Sunday, day of rest, I know I should have said no, instead I said yes. Drink till I can't remember, so I can wake up with no regrets. Cheap shots in the bless. Thank you.
Hello, and welcome to this, the second and final finale for this series of Totally Acoustic. We've got loads of great things for you, starting off with Frankie Machine, who you just heard. And now we've got Mr. Chris TT.
James Morrison, Morrison, whether the George Dupree took great care of his mother, although he was only three. James said to his mother, he said he, you must never go down to the end of the town without consulting me. James Morrison's mother put on a golden gown. James Morrison's mother drove to the end of the town. James Morrison's said to herself, said she. I'd go down to the end of the town and be back in time for tea. King John put up a notice, lost or stolen or strayed. James Morrison's mother seems to have been mislaid. Last seen wandering aimlessly, quite of her own accord. She tried to get down to the end of the town, 40 shillings reward. James Morrison, Morrison commonly known as Jim, told all his friends and relations not to go blaming him. James said to his mother, Mother, he said to me, you must never go down to the end of the town without consulting me. Now James Morrison's mother hasn't been heard of since. King John said he was sorry, and so did the Queen and the Prince. King John, somebody told me, said to a man that he knew, well, if people go down to the end of the town, what could anyone do? Now really quietly, J-J-M-M-W-G-D-P took great C of his M, although he was only three. J said to his M, he said he, you must never go down to the end of the town if you don't go down with me.
Okay, last one. This is pretty miserable as well. Because it's a Thursday.
And that was Benjamin Shaw, who I'd never heard of before he got in touch with me, or rather his record label got in touch with me, to ask if he could play a totally acoustic. Sometimes people do get in touch, and usually when people get in touch, to be honest, they're sending me folk music, which isn't really what I think totally acoustic is about. But sometimes I get stuff which is really great, like that, and like this next act, in fact. This is Mr. James Agnew.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I was a nerd or a geek, but you know in... Star Trek The Next Generation. Jean-Luc Picard wants to get together with Beverly Crusher, but he feels he can't because of all his responsibilities with running a starship and everything. But this isn't about Jean-Luc Picard, but it's about somebody who thinks they're in a similar situation. It's called Jean-Luc Picard. It's not about him.
But Woodward's woodshed's good enough for Edward Woodward's wood. He's put in central heating, but that was self-defeating, because Woodward's got to warm the shed, but the shed itself is shite. Okay, could he possibly have written another verse about sheds? Yes, I think so. David Rental's tool shed is really quite a cool shed, but when we tied the fool who fooled with David Rental's tools, they're long and hard and shiny, but not for your vagina. Yes, David Rental's cool tools cool, but the shed is mediocre. Any thoughts on two shed verses?
Three.
You put up. Beatrix Potter's potting shed was an absolutely rotten shed. She potted around the potting shed for the shed had come to pot. If Beatrix and Harry were to fall in love and marry, you'd have two pots in a rotten potting shed, one dead, the other fictional. Yeah. More verse?
Yes, I know.
Deepwater House's watershed is a metaphor, not a sort of shed. You can't put water in a watershed, no matter how waterproof. If Waterhouse's daughter could have built a shed from water, then that would have been a watershed in building materials technology. Alternatively, an igloo. One of the two. Just near the heath in Hampstead, there used to be a tram shed, and then they pulled the tram tracks up, and now the tram shed's dead. If they'd have kept the tram track, they could have brought the trams back. But the Hampstead tram shed, tram track's dead. And try saying that when you're pissed. Is this? Oh God, this is the classic album tour.
And that was the living legend that is Mr. Peter Buckley Hill. Who came and did an enormous set for us. He played for about an hour and people still wanted more. And talking of legends, here's a legend of Totally Acoustic, the man who's played more Totally Acoustics than anybody else apart from me. This is Mr. Pete Green.
One of the many things I learned from Mark in many years playing with him live was to stand up and not sit down, because when I first started playing the Sadler, I wasn't used to playing guitar. I'd only been a singer in my old band before that. So I was a little bit nervous to sit down. And in fact, the very first gig that I played standing up was with, a gig that she'd put on a few years ago. That was my first ever gig in London. And that was all thanks to Mark's advice. Never look back since then.
Look at you now.
Yes. Striding the world. However, I now get to play some later. It hasn't got struggled. So it's another momentous one. I'm sitting back. You've got to forgive the rubbish tune on this ukulele, which is a product of. My 3.5-year-old son having kicked it about the sitting room for most of his life. But just pretend it's all machine. You should be fine. So
Another really old song. We learnt this song because we went and played some gigs in Germany about 2.5 years ago. And I'll tell you this story. So yes, then we turned up, and because about 15 years ago, a bloke emailed me back in the early days of email when it was black and green, and he said, he was German, by the way, before the accent. He said, "Oh yes, I would like to do this, Jim. I would like to do a tape, a cassette of your songs, please." And so I said, "Yes, of course." And he sent me a copy of it back, and I thought, well, this is precisely half of the copies of this cassette that exist. But we went to Germany, and it turned out he'd made over 12 of them. And some of the people who listened, some of these people turned up at the gig and said, "Oh yes, we have come, we like your cassette." And reeled off this long list of songs I hadn't played for 15 years, and basically nobody else had ever heard. So we promised the guy, who's called Sven, and there was one particular song he wanted us to play, and he basically sang the entire song to me, which was alarming, because I don't know the words to most of my songs, so I suppose it must be up. And so we promised him that we would learn it and play it the next time we played there. So in this December, we went back to you, we played in Dresden, we learnt this song specifically for Sven, thank God he turned up, and we did it. So I thought, well, I went to the trouble of learning it, so I'll play it for you. And I should say, this song was written many years ago when I was extraordinarily single, and the terrifying thing about it is it predicts a future which is nearer to me now in age than the person who wrote the song. So this song is called Family Wedding 2021. I went into the future to see what I'd become. When the women that I fall for are all some young woman's mum, I'm a cuddly, fun-packed uncle to my brother's little kids, dancing at their wedding to late 80s hits. And I'm up and I'm dancing when The Queen Is Dead comes on at a family wedding in 2021. I went up to the bar and I bought myself a beer. He thanked me, then he asked me, "What in God's name are you doing here? Go back to where you came from. Change the way things are. Make yourself amenable before things get this far." Then he's off and he's dancing when they play This Charming Man at a family wedding in 2021. Is this my doom? Is this my hell? Never knowing who or what to tell, never saying what I think. Will this torment never end? Always being someone's sad and lonely single friend, being taken out on Sunday afternoons for a drink. And he's off and I'm dancing when they play She Bangs the Drums at a family wedding in 2021. And I'm back and I'm dancing to rave on until a family wedding in 2021.
And that was me. Which brings us to the end of the podcast and indeed the end of the series. So thanks very much for listening. If you don't listen to the rest of the podcast, I do hope this gives you the impetus to go back and listen to a few. There is some really marvellous stuff in there. And also quite a lot of me, so, you know. And to finish with, I thought we'd have a closing montage. So please enjoy Mr. Gavin Osborne with Closing Montage.
It's important that they sing it with this face as well.
Sky is so blue, cloudy and grey. As the sunshine beats down, so does the rain. All our hopes and our dreams, and the grass so green. Happiness is so full of tragedy. And I've never seen anyone so beautiful, or so disfigured, or so young or old. You broke my heart, then you mended it and died. Then you were born too hot and too cold. I want you to live forever. I hate you so much right now. And I love the way you look at me, even though we're both blind. I'm a high school jock. I'm a mum of two. I'm a grandfather with Alzheimer's. I'm a murderer with a heart of gold. I'm a lawyer taking his last case. Long for your embrace over this closing montage, playing out at minute 39. Closing montage, it's guaranteed to make you cry. Well, there must be.
Vocal change, by the way.
An angel smiling down on me, and a devil crying somewhere in the corner. My life is brilliant, and my love is pure. My life couldn't be any worse right now. And look, there's a happy family. There's a car crash, injures a teenage girl. Kid makes his first catch of the baseball season. Two lovers kiss at a bus stop, reminding me of when I shot a cop. Accidentally changing all our lives for good and bad, good and bad, and happy and sad, and happy and sad over this closing montage. Playing out at minute 39, closing montage. It's guaranteed to make you. And in case the lyrics don't match the picture, something multi-purpose really needs to fit here. Over a kiss, maybe something like this.
You can sing along with this if you want.
I've got the key to your heart, I've got the key to your heart, I've got the key to your heart. I've got the key to your heart, I've got the key to your heart, I've got the key to your heart.
Can you hear that going, folks?
Got the key to your heart, got the key to your heart, got the key to your heart. Over this closing montage, playing out a minute. If you think it's down generic, well, that's what I intended. If you've seen it on a show, I promise you I wrote it. If you think it's down generic, well, that's what I intended. If you've seen it on a show, I guarantee I wrote it. If you think it's down generic, that's what I intended it to.
Thank you very much.